Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the ninth parak of Masech Sot, and we are learning Mishnayos, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. So we're going through all these things, a variety of events that happened that caused the bittul of something. So Mishnah Meis, Nevi'im HaRishonim, when the Nevi'im HaRishonim died, but the Urim V'tumim stopped to work. That was a way that they were able to get answers from Shemayim in terms of how to proceed with certain decisions. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash Batel HaShamir V'nofes Sufim, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir, which was the worm that could cut into stone, and the Nofes Sufim, which was a certain kind of very special honey, stopped to exist. Upasku Anshei Amana, and people who are very trustworthy people stopped to exist as well. Shnemar Hoshi Hashem Ki Gamar Chassid, that save Hashem because the Chassid is no longer around, meaning people no longer have faith in other people. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Bayesheni was destroyed, Ein Yom Shein Bo Klala, every day has some sort of Klala, Vel Yorda Tal Bracha, and Tal has never come down with the proper Bracha, dew from Shemayim never came down with the proper Bracha, V'nitel Tama Peros, and fruits don't have the same flavor, Rabbi Yossi Amar Af Nitel Shomen Peros, that even the nutritional value of fruits is not the same, even that is gone after the Churban Bayesheni, that's how much life has changed. Rabbi Shimon that Tahara caused Tam and Reach to leave the Peros. I mean, as long as people were Tahar and they were dealing with issues of Tahara, the Bar Tinur points out, Tahara Shapaskam Yisrael Batla Tama Peros Vrechem, Shabizman Shahoyu Yisrael Tahorim Valskim Matara. When the Jewish people were Tahar and Osik in Tahara of Apokosh Barcho Yimataras Aperos Mitam Reach Mitam Ra v'reach ra. So Hashem would purify the peros from any bad flavor or bad smell. So that's what we owe that to. Hamas was not less shomen hadagan. The mice was took away the nutritional value of grain. And the Chum saying that's just it's committing znos and doing all sorts of kishuf. That's what brought an end to all that is good. Everything, you know, all the good things in the world, all the pleasures and benefits of this world were gone because of that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that once the Nevi'im HaRishon died, there's no longer Urim V'tumim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no longer Shamir that cuts through the stones, or the special honey called Nofes Sufim, and no longer any trustworthy people. Rabbi Moshe Gamliel says in the name of Rabbi Shua, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's every day has Klala, there's no longer dew of blessing, and fruits don't taste the same, and they're not even, Rabbi Yossi says, they're not even as nutritious. And then in Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that the fact that we're no longer Tahar took away the taste and the nutrition and the aroma, the fragrance of fruits, and the failure to take maestros or inability to take maestros took away the nutritional value of grain. And the Chacham say it's the Averus of Znos and Kishuf that caused everything good to end. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll conclude Masechta Sota with Mishnayos Yudalid and Tesvav.